I think both, this is a case where both things can be true. I mean, I think there was some, there's real need for investigation, and I don't understand why this didn't, all of this didn't start 3 years ago, right? And start with the Justice Department. I mean, what the state will say is, well, we didn't get certain information until later. It's true, because Justice didn't begin their investigation until later in this process. Another thing they may say is, well, there was a new election of an attorney general in 2022. Okay. Even then, it's you know, doing this really in the middle of the campaign, announcing the indictment, certainly, I think, introduces the idea of politics into this. But this goes back to the very beginning of this investigation. And I go back to the U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland, who spent way too much time dragging his feet on the big stuff until really his hand was forced.
You know, some people are saying, I know this has ripple effects, obviously, across the country, but some people are saying this could possibly be the biggest political scandal in Arizona history.
I mean, I think if it had been successful, I guess you could make that claim. But that's an interesting marker, you know, when I think about a state that has Evan Mecham and the impeachment of that. I don't know. Like, that's a pretty big granddaddy up there. That's a pretty big number one that you guys have. If you're really going to nitpick here and play historian, I'd like, well, something that almost happened can't be number one.
Right.
How's that?
You mentioned something last week. You were worried for college commencements because of pro-Palestinian protests.
Here we go.
Yeah. And it's all coming true. How long is this going to be going on? I mean, the kids have to go home from school at some point or another, right?
Well, I can tell you the Biden campaign can't wait till school gets out.
Yeah.
I think at this point it can't get out soon enough. I think that's the thing. You know, the biggest thing that needs to happen is you need to bring an end to this war. I mean, this thing is going to be, if this is a hot war in the fall, I think it would be enough to cost them re-election, pure and simple.
And one last thing, my Arizona Cardinals picked Marvin Harrison Jr. with the first pick they had in the draft yesterday. And your Dolphins got some guy named Chop Robinson.
What's that about? I like that for them, but you know, I'm a Packer fan, you know, so, you know, as my son always says,
that's right.
Every year, we always draft a boring offensive lineman, and I'm like, yeah, you know what? That's what winning football teams do, son.
So. you could school us out here as well, but you know, people are really excited about him here, Marvin Harrison, because
it could be a lot of fun.
Yeah,
Tyler to him. That's going to be a fun show to watch.
Yeah, it could be. A lot of people are calling him Larry Fitzgerald 2.0. You know,
that's big shoes. Forget number one scandal. Try that. Good luck,
right,
Marvin.
There you go. Okay.